Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Hopefully we have been able to provide you with some content or entertainment that brightens your day and helps your garden grow better. It's time for your questions, our answers. If you've got a question, you want to be part of the show, you can get a hold of us two different ways. Is the easiest one being give us an email, send us an email at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to talk to us, you can call us toll-free, coast-to-coast, 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-SHOW. If we can't get to you, please leave a message and we will call you back. Holly, we had a number of questions come in. We'll see how many we can get to the top of the hour.
Okay, so question came in. I bought several hanging baskets. The flowers are doing great, but I see on the top of the soil what looks like round egg-shaped things that are slit open. Do I have some bugs that have hatched? What do I need to do?
Those are not eggs. Those are fertilizer pellets or beads, whatever,
capsules,
yeah, that the manufacturer or the garden center applies in their time release, and after they get water on them and they break open and they feed your plants. So not a bug, good observation, nothing to worry about. Keep the hydration on the plants because it's going to get warm, and typically most people will get hanging baskets, either purchase them for themselves or for a gift, and a week later they're dead because you forgot to water.
Right.
If you want to go with dripworks.com, they have a number of irrigation systems for that type of application so you can keep your flowers and your hanging baskets healthy all season long. Also, hanging baskets do not have to be just flowers. You can grow like tiny Tim tomatoes. You can grow other small vegetables. Leaf lettuce is another one that you can grow in it. Okay, another question. I found some potatoes sprouting underneath my cabinet, Holly. They are firm. And they have sprouts about 9 inches long. Can I plant them? If so, should I pinch off the sprouts or not?
Yeah, no, you can plant them. You don't want to pinch off the sprouts. You don't want to. If you have a larger potato that might have several sprouts, and you can cut it without, you can cut it to get multiple seed. Potato seedlings or whatever you want to call them.
Division. You can divide the tuber.
Divide the potato. You can do that. Otherwise, you can just put the potato in the ground with the sprout up, you know, plant the meaty part in, then the sprout up towards you. But yeah, you leave the sprouts and you can plant them like that. You have to make sure that you want to make sure your soil temperature is not above 85 degrees. Typically, depending on where you are, it shouldn't be right now, but you never know.
Well, so yeah, through the growing season, if you're in like Northern California or Southern California, that is, soil temperature can exceed that. And the reason why we emphasis on that is because potatoes, if that temperature exceeds 85 degrees Fahrenheit soil temperature at root zone, the plant will shut down, regardless of what stage of development the tubers are in. Sweet potatoes, on the other hand, can handle that type of temperature. Normal, I guess we define them as normal tubered potatoes, cannot.
Right. Okay, so another question is, I've recently moved into a house in the Boston area that the previous owners have kept a very nice lawn with no weeds that I can see and a nice thick blanket of grass. I have a riding mower, and since I've never had a lawn like this before, in my old house, the grass was cut short, and that was that. I'd like to keep it nice looking. How often, how low should I mow, should I be cutting the grass?
Well, optimally, if you they're from the Boston area, so you probably should have cool season grass, and which cool season grasses are grasses that typically thrive in cold winters and hot summers, typically 65 to 75 degrees. That's when they grow their ultimately. Spring and fall is their biggest growth cycle, so you shouldn't have a problem there. What you want to do is I would recommend 4 inches high. You may think that that's excessive. But 4 inches high, and you cut it 4 inches, so you'd only want to take about a third of the plant off at a grow at a cutting. 4 inches high, that leaves you a big thick blanket of grass. It shades out the weeds. You don't have to do a whole lot of chemical application. You can do organic means of weed removal, but whenever you have that 4-inch tall blanket of grass, you have the clover that can grow on the base. It doesn't get too high. It will still flower. You can get the bees and the insects in that grass. You can have an ecosystem, but you're not mowing it down to the ground. So about 4 inches, you can take about a half inch off at a time, and keep it nice and manicured. And there's nothing better than to walk out on a grass that doesn't have weeds and thistles and all that barefoot. There's no carpet comparison. It's just this very unique feeling barefoot in a very pristine lawn that is just grass.
Right.
So, Holly, I want to plant rosemary and lavender together. Can I do that? Will that work?
So, essentially, no. You can.
The answer is no.
No. I mean, you can. It might not work because lavender is a shade plant and rosemary is a full sun plant. So, if you have like...
Well, we do the hanging basket.
You can do the hanging basket.
We do it in our kitchen.
Right. So, if you want to, maybe you only have space in a shade area or a sun area and you want to grow both plants, what you could do is you could, as Joey mentioned, do a hanging basket. So maybe you have a full sun area, you want to put the rosemary there, have a shady area, you put it in a container and just stick it on your back porch or wherever you have the shade. But there's nothing wrong with planting them together in theory. It's just that the shade versus the sun is what the problem is.
I mean, it should be able to handle sun without too much difficulty, but keep that in mind.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.